Congress gave the Paycheck Protection Program close to $300 billion in added funding back in December to help small businesses hurt by the pandemic. 5 months later, that money is almost completely run out. Our next guest says that's leaving millions of small business owners scrambling to get aid. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this you? Are you a business owner trying to get your PPP loan approved before funds run out? If you used the program in the past, over the last year, what was the experience like? Was it tough to get? Did it help you? And how about restaurant owners or concert venue owners trying to use special aid programs for those lines of work? What are you seeing? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Stacey Cowley is a business reporter for the New York Times. Stacey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So from your reporting, it sounds like there's kind of a crunch time going on right now. What is the latest with the Paycheck Protection Program?
Right. So the funding is the deadline for the program is the end of this month. But what happened was earlier this month, the SBA threw kind of a curveball into this program. They announced to lenders that the money had virtually run out and that effective May 4th onwards, they were only going to be approving applications from a very small group of lenders, a group that are known as community development institutions. That sort of threw everyone into a tizzy because a whole bunch of lenders had a whole bunch of applications that they had to go then find new banking partners to process. So people who were trying to get their applications through in these last few weeks have generally been left in a really confusing situation with a whole bunch of applications chasing those last few billion dollars that are available.
And this seems like a flip around from about a year ago when the complaints were that the bigger banks had a lock on most of these loans and some of their bigger customers were getting a line on them first. Was this, intended to make up for those perceptions or maybe realities?
Yeah, it's been a constantly evolving program. The rules have changed very frequently. There were some changes made early on to deal with that criticism that the big banks were kind of hogging the money here. And the Biden administration in particular put a real priority on trying to steer money through these community lenders. So in theory, it's intended to expand the pool of people who are able to get this money, and especially to try to steer it to the most vulnerable businesses, the smallest ones. The challenge is that these community lenders are generally not designed to operate at scale. So when they suddenly had millions of people beating on their door looking for these loans, that's a really overwhelming situation for most of these fairly small mission-focused lenders.
And speaking of not designed to operate at scale, you used a phrase, I think it was something like sleepy backwater to describe the Small Business Administration and its role in the federal government. And then they got put in charge of this really huge program. Has this been a long series of growing pains here?
Yeah, this was a really unusual role the Small Business Administration got thrust into with running the Paycheck Protection Program. There had never been a program like this before in the government's existence, and the SBA is typically a pretty small agency that manages a pretty small portfolio. Its core focus is really this SBA-backed lending portfolio. In a typical year, they handle about $30 billion in loans. Well, over the last year, they've had to handle $800 billion in Paycheck Protection Program loans. That's a huge expansion for this agency.
We're talking to Stacey Cowley, business reporter at the New York Times, talking about the latest on the Paycheck Protection Program. And we'll get into some other related programs aimed at helping small businesses, depending on how that's defined, make it through the pandemic. Have you filed one, maybe as a business owner yourself? Did it work? Did it help you? Are you still waiting to find out if you're going to get one of these loans? Join in at 800-642-1234 with your experiences or questions. That's 800-642-1234. Stacey, can you show us this story through the eyes of maybe, you know, somebody owns a small business, a few employees, they're maybe not looking for huge amounts of money here, and they have no idea what's going to happen?
Yeah, I think for a lot of people who are trying to get their applications through right now, it's a scary and confusing time. The good news, you could say, though, is that over the last year, more than 8 million business owners have been able to get money from this program. And it's certainly been, I mean, several people have described it to me as this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's pretty rare for the government to come forward and say, here's free money for your business. That really just never happens for small business owners. So for ones that suffered in the pandemic, and honestly, even for some that didn't, this was kind of a great opportunity to get capital for their business.
Free money. Now, some of this was loans, but some of it was forgivable loans. How do we know which is which?
That's one of the many pieces of the program that's quite confusing. Officially, these are what's called forgivable loans, which is, again, something that's kind of unusual and hadn't really existed before. They're officially loans, but they are designed for the government to pay them off and for the debt to be completely eliminated if you follow the program's rules, which basically boil down to you have to spend most of the money on payroll, on salaries for your workers. You're also allowed to use a percentage of it for things like rent, utilities, a couple of other expenses. But the intent here is really that this money is going to be used to retain workers. As long as you do that, you're able to file paperwork and the government will pay this loan off in full. Now, that process is also kind of messy and still ongoing, and how smoothly that's going to go is a big open question. But at least for the first round of loans last year, I believe roughly half of them have already been forgiven. So some people are managing to go through that process and get these loans completely eliminated.
There's a new boss at the Small Business Administration, and I think you talked to her, Isabel Guzman. Can you talk about what she was saying about this gig she's in and what she's trying to catch up with here?
Yeah, so she's the new administrator that was picked by President Biden. This is actually her second time at the Small Business Administration. She was a deputy chief of staff previously for an administrator during the Obama era. And her focus in particular, she comes out of a background of really being active in lending programs and things like that, and focusing on trying to get more capital to minority women business owners, vulnerable business owners, that sort of thing. So that's clearly one of her priority areas at the SBA, is she really wants to look at the capital structures and make sure that our most vulnerable business owners have access to financing, have access to loans, have access to capital programs.
We're picking up our look at the Paycheck Protection Program, which is running out of money for small businesses as deadlines approach. Stacey Cowley is with us from the New York Times. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you have had or are having an experience trying to get one of these loans from the federal government for businesses, mainly for paying payroll, or the related ones targeting venues or restaurants hit hard by the pandemic, you can join in at 800-642-1234. I've gotten lots of calls on this topic in the past. Maybe everybody's on the line with a lender right now. I don't know. 800-642-1234 is the number to call with your experiences and or questions. Stacey, I've referred to these a couple times, related programs aimed at these really hard hit lines of work, the restaurants and event venues, entertainment venues. Can you tell us a little bit about those programs and where they are now?
Yeah, these are also two new initiatives that the Biden administration's dealing with right now. Also very brand new things. There's never been programs like this before in the Small Business Administration's history. But these are two special funds. One is called the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. That's a $28.6 billion fund specifically for restaurants, caterers, bars, food merchants, people in that industry. That program opened earlier this month and has already closed. It has stopped taking applications already because it is wildly oversubscribed. They have a little less than $30 billion in funding, and they've already got more than 372,000 applications totaling $76 billion. So they're going through the process right now. That's basically what they call a first-in, first-out program. So the first ones that qualify and got their applications in will be the first ones to get that money. The second program, which is still open, is called the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant. That's aimed at things like theaters, music clubs, movie theaters, basically live event spaces. So that is roughly a $16 billion program. And that one is actually still taking applications and is currently undersubscribed, which was a bit of a surprise. They have about 13,000 applications so far for that program, totaling about $11 billion. So the good news there is that it looks like at the moment, all qualified applicants for that fund should be able to get a grant.
Now, with the Paycheck Protection Program, as you said earlier, the main rules were you're supposed to use this to pay people, not other expenses. This restaurant one, this venue one, can it be used for other operating expenses?
Yes, these ones are explicitly designed to be intended to cover other operating expenses. So in this case, you can use it to cover a pretty huge variety of business expenses. And it really is designed to replace lost revenue because there is a recognition by Congress, which created these programs, that restaurants and many of these performing arts spaces were literally ordered to close for large chunks of last year. So their revenue really took a huge hit. So this is intended to sort of offset some of that and hopefully preserve some businesses that might otherwise really be at risk of closing.
One wrinkle we haven't got into yet is, you know, these are government programs, but if I want one of these grants, I don't have a business, I don't. But if I did, I wouldn't go to the federal government. I'd go to a lender. And some of these are big household names. Some of these are your local bank. And then there's something like Wamply, which I'd never heard of before. And it's dealing with millions of these things. What is this?
One of the interesting aspects of the Paycheck Protection Program is it created all sorts of interesting market incentives that were perhaps not foreseen at the outset. One of them is that the government is paying the lenders who are making these loans origination fees. So those go to the banks, the lenders, the financial services companies that are actually making the loans. But what we saw happening, especially this year, is a lot of companies, Wamply is one of them, a company called Blue Acorn is another, that focus on other aspects of the small business experience. Wamply is actually a software provider that focuses on customer acquisition. They took a look at this and said two things. They said, we have a lot of sole proprietors and small businesses that are having trouble getting connected to lenders. We think we can help. And also they looked at this and said, wow, there's a lot of money in these fees. We'd like some of that. So several of these companies, like Wamply and Blue Acorn, created essentially an intake process. They put out a lot of ads and said, come apply through us and we'll go match you with a lender. So that's where they came in, and they've done a huge volume. I believe each of them has generated several hundred thousand applications. They have generated more loans than many lenders have.
And you also write that lenders like these are the ones feeling the heat from the entrepreneur on the street, the one who isn't getting their loan. Some of these lenders getting death threats and things like this?
Yeah. Part of what really threw this whole thing into chaos was that for small proprietors, for what's called Schedule C proprietors, people who are a sole business owner who only employ themselves, up until this year, the program was actually really restrictive. They could only get loans if they were profitable, and they could only get a loan based on a percentage of their profit. Well, many sole proprietors aren't profitable. The Biden administration took a look at that and decided that this was particularly discriminatory towards women and people of color, since they are disproportionately likely to run sole business ventures, and changed the rules back in March and said, okay, we're going to redo the formula. You can now get a loan based on your revenue instead of your profit. That suddenly made millions of people eligible for these loans who had not previously been. But it was really late in the process. So they started applying in March, in April. Some didn't find out and didn't even apply until this month. So that's part of why we've seen this sudden flood at the end of the program of people who only became eligible or only learned that they were eligible recently, all piling in and trying to get loans kind of at the last minute.
So money is running out. Some was already added after the initial program started. Is there any talk in Congress now of trying to put more funding into this? Or is the thought that, well, hey, the economy's recovering, we're not going to need it anymore?
The sense I have from members of Congress is it's more the latter. There has certainly been a call from some small business owners who are at risk of being shut out that Congress should step forward with more money. But there was two hearings this week with the SBA, and surprisingly few members of Congress brought that up. I really think their focus has shifted to some of these other programs, like the Restaurant Fund and the Shuttered Venue Program.
There have been some concerns about fraud. Can you put it into perspective for us? There are instances of fraud. How much, kind of what percentage or what's the scale of fraud compared to the size of the overall effort here?
That is one of the giant questions that's going to be really interesting to see what the ultimate answer is in a couple of years as they dig through this, because right now, nobody knows for sure. So overall, this was about an $800 billion program. The estimates that have come through so far from law enforcement officials, members of Congress, et cetera, is that there's at least several billion dollars in fraud. The Justice Department has already prosecuted several hundred people who they said have collectively stolen about $600 million from the program. Much of that has been recaptured. But there's a sense that that's really the tip of the iceberg. One of the challenges with this is that one SBA official I was talking to said there's a real trade-off here. When you're designing a program, you have to balance three things: speed, equity, and fraud. And the Trump administration, in the early days of this program, overwhelmingly chose speed. Their sense was really that this money was so urgently needed and needed to get out the door quickly that it was worth taking the higher fraud rate to do it. So there was very little safeguards on the front end of this program, especially for the money that went out last year. It was pretty easy to apply and just get the money. This year, they've sort of gone in the other direction. They put a whole lot more fraud checks into the process, which has contributed to why these loans are taking a lot longer this time. But I think the question of how much fraud was there ultimately is something that we're still trying to figure out and probably will be for at least a year or two.
I want to pass along a quick question from a caller, Tanya in Stevens Point, just wondering, she's a cleaning lady, her own business. Like, could somebody without no employees, just their own business, apply for this? And would they have a chance of success?
They can. They are eligible now. The challenge is finding a lender who is still processing. That's been one of the big challenges. There are a handful of CDFIs out there that are still taking applications, but many have already shut down because the funding is so close to exhausted. So for someone who's looking to apply just now, it's probably really going to take some digging on Google and on Twitter and on some of the message boards where small business owners talk to find a lender that's still processing.
And just in our last half a minute or so, Stacey, what are you watching for next on this?
The next big thing will be loan forgiveness. As we were talking about, these loans are designed to be paid off by the government. That's a process that involves applications and paperwork. And some business owners have had it going really smoothly, and some have been having real problems. It really varies from lender to lender. And I think as the program winds down, that's going to be the next big hurdle. We have billions and billions and billions of dollars of loans that need to be forgiven, and that process is going to be really important.
Stacey, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Stacey Cowley, business reporter for the New York Times. She was with us today to talk about small businesses scrambling to get aid as the Paycheck Protection Program starts to run out of money.